Hey, Wowzer fans, Mindy here. And before we start the show, I just wanted to let you know that while I don't know what day of the week it is, I do know that it is Teacher Appreciation Week. And to celebrate, we will be featuring teachers all week long on Two What's in a Wow, and we are introducing our Teachers That Wow contest. Grown-ups, just visit tinkercast.com/teachers and print out the pre-made sign that says, "My teacher wows my world by," and then have your family of wowzers fill in the rest. Every teacher is a winner because for every single family that enters, we are giving their teacher a membership to the World Organization of Wowzers. With this membership, your teachers will have access to over 750 STEAM activities that are sure to wow their remote learners like you. And one very special teacher whose student best expresses how their teacher inspires them will win a video call for the whole class from Guy Raz and me. That's right. We will be crashing your virtual morning meeting. Surprise! Grown-ups, you can find more info and rules at tinkercast.com/teachers. That's tinkercast.com/teachers. It's our Teachers That Wow contest, and remember to hashtag thank a teacher this week.
You've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. Wow in the world. 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 Wow in the world.
Tired of the same old toilet? Ready to take the plunge and finally create the bathroom of your dreams?
A bathroom that doubles as a water park? You know it!
Then come to the Bathroom Showcase, a one-day-only event. Industry experts are standing by to help you flush out your ideas and bring your lavatories to life.
Yes!
Beautiful tiles and toilet seats.
Dial. Oh, come on, pick up!
Good morning, Mindy.
Guy Raz, remember how you were planning to spend the day cooped up in your playhouse?
For the 75th time, Mindy, this is not a playhouse. It's a 50-square-foot sustainable micro-mobile dwelling that...
Yeah. And it's got a toilet in the kitchen sink.
Well, technically the sink is in the toilet, but...
Guy Raz, either way, you're pooping in the sink.
No, I'm washing my dishes in the... Okay, what are you getting at anyway?
What I'm getting at is that you need a new toilet, one without a garbage disposal. And I need a new bathroom with a water slide and a toilet that doubles as a tiny wave pool for my ducks.
What ducks?
And for one day only, we can make all of our bathroom dreams come true.
Mindy, I don't have bathroom dreams.
All we have to do is head on down to the convention center for the one day only bathroom showcase. Experts are standing by to help. Come on!
Wait, actually, I was just reading about that showcase myself, Mindy. In fact, I was planning on heading down there to check out a revolutionary new piece of bathroom technology that could detect diseases.
And they're also giving out free samples. I hope they're not stool samples.
Okay, well, let me grab my shoes and I'll meet you outside in 5 minutes.
Yes! Run.
Hi, Mindy. What you doing?
Oh, hey, Dennis. I'm waiting for Guy Raz to emerge from his dollhouse. We are going to the bathroom showcase down at the convention center today.
We are?
Oh, no, what I mean is Guy Raz and I...
We'll be like the Three Amigos, or the Three Stooges, or the Three Mouseketeers.
Okay, Mindy, I'm ready to go. How are we getting there?
Hi, Guy.
Dennis, you scared me.
Guy Raz, did you hear? We're getting the gang back together. We're like Harry, Ron, and Hermione. Obviously, I'm Harry.
Huh?
Oh, sorry, Dennis. You know we'd really love for you to come, but we're taking Guy Raz's yellow banana scooter, and, you know, it's only got seating for two people. And a giant pigeon.
Aww.
Plus, we need you here to spy on the neighborhood and watch out for danger.
I guess.
Oh, yeah. And we promised to bring you back a souvenir.
Oh, a souvenir.
Mindy?
Yeah, Guy Raz?
I think we have a little problem.
Why? What's going on?
Well, I can't get the banana scooter to start. Seems like the battery might be dead.
Maybe the banana is just overripe.
You know, according to Popular Fruit and Veg Mechanics magazine, overripe produce is the number one problem with perishable transportation.
Wait, I know. Hey, Dennis.
What?
You don't happen to have your rollerblades handy, do ya?
Oh, boy, do I.
Oh, no.
Almost there. Almost there. Mindy, this is not what I had in mind.
Ah, gosh, Dennis!
Ah, Mindy!
Oh, sorry, got a little carried away.
Made it. I don't know why Reggie got to ride. He can fly.
Wow, Dennis, thank you so much for pulling us and the banana scooter all the way down here to the convention center.
No problem, Mindy. What are rollerblades for?
Come on, you two. And you, Reggie. The entrance is right over there.
Walk, 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 walk.
Hi there. Welcome to the Bathroom Showcase. Are you considering a bathroom remodel?
Yes, I am looking to build a Baratuba lazy river in my bathtub. And my buddy Guy Raz over here is tired of pooping in the kitchen sink.
Mindy!
I see. Tiny house?
Well, actually, it's a solar-powered, energy-efficient, modular...
It's an oversized Debbie doll dream hut.
Well, I think that is just super. And I believe we've got some lovely compact lavatory options that you are going to adore. Come with me right this way. Walk, walk, walk.
I like walk, this
walk,
guy.
Walk, walk,
walk. Whoa. What in the wow?
Look at the size of this place, Mindy.
Well, it's as far as the eye can see.
Now, over here to the left, you'll see we're featuring the latest in porta potty technology.
Oh, I think you mean porta potty, right?
Yeah, porta, as in portable potties?
Not porta. Portal. You see, traditional porta potties need to be transported to a location. But
let me guess, the portal potties transport us?
Bingo.
Oh, it's like the rollerblades of toilets.
Now that's something I can get my behind.
Once properly tested, these portal potties will be able to transport poopers through time and space, past or future.
A time-traveling toilet? Sign me up.
I want to see inside.
Sir, please don't go in there.
Whoa, look! This porta potty's bigger than your new house, Guy Raz.
Please, sir, the portals are highly unstable. They have access to urine and feces from all of human history.
So, do I just flush myself to another dimension, or what?
Dennis!
No, sir, please. It's just a prototype. It's still in beta butt testing.
Mindy, what is it you say when you go on adventures? Up, up, and away, or something like that? Oh, I remember. And away I fly!
Oh, no!
Dennis!
Oh, dear. Security, we've got a flusher.
Hey, I thought I was your best friend.
Oh, yeah. He was my second best friend. Okay, come on, number everyone. We gotta go check out the rest of these exhibits.
But what about Dennis?
Ah, Dennis clogs toilets all the time. He's not gonna get that far. Just be patient, Guy Raz. Dennis will come bubbling up, and the whole convention center is gonna know about it. You'll see.
Okay.
Whoa, check out that sign, Guy Raz.
Huh. Are you smarter than a toilet?
Yes. Yes, I am smarter than a toilet. At least I'm pretty sure I am. Does a toilet know the square root of 50? Because I sure do. It's 7.07106781187.
Mindy!
Thank you very much. Come on, let's go check it out. Run, 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 run.
Wait
run,
for me,
run.
Mindy!
Okay.
Oh, you're still here. I mean, oh good, you're still here. Let's continue on to what I wanted to show you earlier. Over here we have the...
I'm here to prove that I am smarter than a toilet.
I'm sorry, what?
That sign up there. It says, are you smarter than a toilet?
Oh yeah, that sign is referring to the new smart toilet by Stanford.
Stanford? As in the university?
That's right.
Wait a minute, Mindy, this is it. This is the revolutionary new bathroom technology I was telling you about earlier. I read about this smart toilet in the journal Nature Biomedical Engineering.
Oh, yeah. I read about it too, Guy Raz, in Toilet Talk magazine. So let's unveil this smart toilet. I can't wait to see what it looks like.
Oh, well, you're looking at it. It's right here.
Huh?
It's right in front of you.
This just looks like a regular toilet. Shouldn't a smart toilet be wearing, I don't know, glasses or a graduation cap or something?
Just like people, Mindy, you can't judge a toilet based on its appearance.
Okay, smart toilet, let's see what you're made of. How do you spell the word dolphinately?
I don't think it can spell made-up words. Or any words.
Mindy, this smart toilet created by scientists and engineers at Stanford University is not that kind of smart.
Huh, so you're saying it can't do your homework and solve all your math problems?
Not exactly.
Man, well, can it at least flush itself? Because flushing is one of my least favorite things to do in life.
I believe this smart toilet uses precision, health-focused technology.
Which means that it can detect if a person is sick.
And how is it able to do that?
Well, it examines your,
It examines your what?
You know, your...
Your what, Guy Raz? It examines your what?
Guy
Raz, just say it! What does it examine?
It examines your stool and urine.
It examines your poop and pee?
Shh, keep it down.
What? We're literally surrounded by toilets right now.
Yes, have no fear. In here, it's safe to talk about Tinkle and discuss Doopy all the livelong bidet. Now, this smart toilet uses a suite of different tools from a variety of technologies to detect disease.
Oh, I see what's going on here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it turns out your poop and pee can actually tell you a thing or two about your overall health, even though they don't have mouths and they definitely do not talk.
Go on.
Okay, so let's talk about poop, for instance. First of all, what is it? If you were to find a recipe for poop, the list of ingredients would include undigested food, proteins, bacteria, salt, water, and a bunch of other stuff. And then all of this stuff turns into poop, travels through your intestines, and then gets pushed out.
I don't know if I'd necessarily use the words recipe or ingredients, but sure, I mean, I think I see where you're going with this.
And even though all poops are different from person to person, there are a few red flags that can tell you if your poop is unhealthy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for example, if your poop pops out like hard little marbles instead of nice juicy sausages, it might mean that you're constipated or that there's a traffic backup in your large intestine.
Get out of the way!
Oh.
Or if your poop is green and squeezing out like soft serve ice cream, it might mean you got a case of the old diarrhea. By the way, do you think the smart toilet can spell diarrhea? Because I sure can't.
Again, Mindy, it's not that kind of smart toilet.
And if your poop plops out in cubes, well, it might just mean you're a wombat.
Mindy's absolutely right. The smell, size, color, and shape of your stool all contain clues to the state of your health. And this smart toilet is able to read those clues.
So it's like having a bunch of teeny tiny scientists and researchers inside your toilet bowl just waiting for your next deposit?
Oh, wait, I read about this, and I read about how it works. First, a scanner takes a picture of your,
Of your butt?
Yes. First, the scanner takes a picture of your butt and uses that picture to help the toilet identify you, or rather, your butt.
Exactly. It's like facial recognition. Just instead of faces, it's butts.
Okay, so fecal recognition, huh? All right, well, sounds a little personal, but who hasn't made photocopies of their own butt?
Guilty as charged.
And then a pressure sensor records how long you sit and how long it takes for you to,
To do your business?
Yes. And while you're doing your business, say, number one...
You mean pee?
Yes, I mean pee or urine.
Oh, urine what?
Mindy!
Sorry.
So while you're peeing, another sensor monitors the force of your flow.
Flow as in a little tinkle or a full-on Niagara Falls.
Sure. And during that tinkle or Niagara Falls, a color detector checks the color to see if your pee is looking healthy or not.
Oh, yeah. I am always aiming for that good lemonade pee.
What?
Lemonade pee. You know, the healthiest pee is the color of a tall glass of lemonade, whereas dark orange juice pee might be a signal that you're dehydrated and need to drink a bunch of water and electrolytes stat.
Exactly. And finally, the last sensor checks the shape and firmness or density of any, solid deposits.
Solid deposits? You know you can just say poop, Guy Raz.
I know, it's just that.
So say it. Say poop.
Poop.
Ah, good job, little buddy! So once this toilet is finished getting all up in the business of your business, then what does it do with all the information that it collects?
I can answer that one. This smart toilet sends all of the information to a cloud-based portal for safekeeping.
An internet cloud made of poop and pee? Ugh, wouldn't want to be standing under that cloud when it rains.
Actually, Mindy, from what I read, in the future, doctors and nurses will be able to get the information from that cloud to help treat people when they're sick.
A toilet that's in cahoots with your doctor to help keep you healthy? I don't know about you, but I'm ready to take this baby for a test drive.
Well, what you're looking at here is only a prototype. Sort of a rough draft.
Oh, I get it. The scientists and engineers at Stanford need a little more time for tinkering before we can get to tinkling.
Precisely.
So in the meantime, why don't we go see if we can find Dennis?
Oh, good thinking. Hey, excuse me. You don't happen to have a human-sized plunger lying around, do you?
I thought you'd never ask. Right this way.
Oh, okay. Walk, 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 walk.
Oh, you do
walk,
that too?
Walk, walk.
Whoa, Mindy, that's quite a crowd gathered around the portal potty where Dennis flushed himself.
Now I need everyone to stand back while I work this plunger now.
Guy Raz, what if this guy can't bring Dennis back from his time-traveling toilet adventure? What if he's stuck down there forever?
Who'll be able to fill Dennis's rollerblades as our neighborhood snoop?
I mean, I could probably do an awesome job of getting up in everyone's beeswax, but...
Okay, on a count of three.
One, two, three!
Woo! Excuse me!
Dennis!
Tell us what you saw!
Tell us where you've been!
tell us when you've pooped.
Ah, yes. Gather round, ye children, and I shall tell you of poops long past, of ancient poops, where butts were wiped with stones and seashells and animal furs and one time stinging nettle on accident.
Whoa. Tell us about the toilets.
And yea, there were no toilets, but merely holes in the ground. Simple, elegant, but smelly.
Oh.
Then I traveled to the 1600s, where toilet bowls were actually just bowls. Large bowls sitting on the floor called chamber pots. Perhaps the world's first portable potty, the chamber pot
was... Hey, Dennis! Did you ever make it to the future in that portal potty?
Yes! Tell us about the future!
Very well. In the not-too-distant future, many people use disease-detecting smart toilets.
Oh!
Mindy, did you hear that? The smart toilets are coming!
The future is tomorrow.
And even further into the future, wiping shall not be done with crude paper, but instead with cool lasers.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from HarperCollins Children's Books. This summer, discover the one and only Ivan, a Newbery Medal-winning novel about a captive gorilla who discovers friendship and a new home, and its sequel, The One and Only Bob, a new story about a stray dog searching for his family. From number one New York Times bestselling author Catherine Applegate, this animal adventure series for kids is available wherever books are sold.
Hello, I'm Susan Stamberg, one of NPR's founding mothers. To stay connected, I am reading books with my son and his young girls virtually. Tune in to Storytime with Zuzu at facebook.com/NPR every Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the world.
Thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hello, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Lily. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. My wow in the world is that sperm whales can hold their breath underwater for up to 90 minutes. Say hi to Reggie and Dennis for me.
Ahoy there!
Hi, my name is Rosie. I live in Santa Rosa, California. My wow is that trees can talk to each other and send nutrients to each other by mushrooms' underground roots. Isn't that so cool? Say hi to Reggie and Dennis.
Hi!
And Grandma G-Force.
Oh!
And Static Man. Bye!
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Mia, and I live in New Paltz, New York. And my wow in the world is that jellyfish have no heart, and octopuses have three of them. Say hi to Reggie.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Casper, and I'm from Alberta, Canada. And my wow in the world is that bananas are actually berries and strawberries are not. Say hi to Reggie for me.
Hello, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Nigel and I'm from Detroit, Michigan. My wow is that there is a Greenland shark that is 396 years old and is the oldest known vertebrate. And Guy Raz, I like kale too. And hi, Reggie.
Hi, Mindy. Hi, Guy Raz. My name is Owen, and I'm from Philadelphia, PA. My wow in the world is that hyenas' poop is white because they eat bones. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Parker, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. My wow in the world is when we look at stars, we look hundreds of years in the past. Say hi to Thomas Fingerling and Grandma G-Force.
Buongiorno!
What's up?
Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz.
My name is Libby Max and I am 7 years old. I live in Amherst, New York. My wow in the world is that blue whales can eat 500,000 calories in one swallow. Say hi to Grandma G-Force, Thomas Fingerling, and Baby B for me.
Did somebody call my name?
I'm the baby. Wah, wah. Someone changed my diaper. Wah.
What?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Wyatt.
My name is Drew.
And we're from Easttown, over New Jersey.
And our wow in the world is the Gimpy Gimpy. The Gimpy Gimpy tree is one of the most venomous trees in the world. It grows in Australia, and if you touch it, it sends microscopic needles into your skin, causing a lot of pain.
Ouch! Ouch!
Bye! We love your show!
End of messages.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, check out this week's scientific conversation starters at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more info on how your kids can become members of the World Organization of Wowzers, shop our Wow Shop, upload photos and videos to us, and check dates for our upcoming live events. That's wowintheworld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson,
who provides the bells, whistles, and silly characters. Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, who also provides silly characters. Tom?
Hello there.
Thanks also to Jessica Bodie, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Alex Curley. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show.
Also, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to WOW in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, leave us a few stars, a review, or just tell a friend about the show.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing. Jinx!
Was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
Hello, grown-ups. Raising awesome kids is a huge job.
But who helps you be awesome? We do.
Check out NPR's Life Kit. Just search for Life Kit Parenting wherever you listen to podcasts.